of business is reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 58, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Blake, Camel, Eklund, Hunt, Laux, Moniz, Semlek, Zwanitzer, Dan. Excused, Davison. Signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman.
We are at that order of business of oath of office for Representative David Miller, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that a committee of two be appointed to wait upon the Honorable Chief Justice Marilyn Kite and request her presence in the House chambers to administer the oath of office to Representative Miller.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Representatives Kennedy and Zwanitzer, Dave, please inform Chief Justice Kite that the House is ready for her to administer the oath of office and escort Chief Justice Kite to the rostrum. Will Representatives Gingrey and Representative Shepperson escort Representative Miller to receive the oath of office? Thank you, Chief Justice Kite, for your willingness to run over after a day of in the middle of oral arguments. We very much appreciate that. And with that, would Representatives Kennedy and Dave Zwanitzer please escort Her Honor Chief Justice Kite back to her chambers. We are at that order of business. Committee announcements.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 4, Education, will meet Friday, January 14th, 2011, immediately upon noon recess for consideration of the following bills. House Bill 27, Teacher Year-Round Contract Days. House Bill 72, Teacher Merit-Based Pay. And House Bill 86, Compulsory School Attendance.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, will meet Friday, January 14th at 8 a.m. in Room H8 to work the following bills. House Bill 28, Child Protection, Shelter, Care, and Initial Hearings. House Bill 23, Sex Offender Registration Amendments.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 3, Revenue, will meet Friday morning, January 14th at 9 a.m. in Room H11 to consider two bills. House Bill 59, Renewable Resources Electricity Tax Exemption, and House Bill 60, Taxation of Oil and Gas Field Services.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee appropriations will continue meeting in Room 204 at 12:30 with Governor Meade. followed by the Department of Health when we get through with that process, and then we will begin again tomorrow at 8 a.m. Thank you.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Because there are two different times of adjournment between the House and the Senate today, the training for the health care bill that was scheduled for upon adjournment today will now be scheduled for 3 p.m. So as you finish up your afternoon, if there are those who wish to know more about the federal health care bill, the Accountable Care Act, this is your opportunity to be able to participate with the gals that we introduced on in the balcony. That has been moved to 3 p.m.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, your committee number six, travel. We'll meet Friday morning at 8 o'clock, where we will take up House Bill 32, State Archives Appropriation, House Bill 37, State Archives Storage Study, and House Bill 38, State Archives New Building. I'd like to announce that House Bill 31 that was scheduled will be moved to Monday. One of the gentlemen that is going to have to testify on the bill is ill and will not be able to be here, so to accommodate him, we moved it to Monday. Thank you.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your belts and suspenders and chairman of the Minerals Business and Economic Development Committee would like to remind everybody that there is a Minerals Committee meeting tomorrow morning at 8 at room H18, and we will take on collection agencies, House Bill 108.
And the Joint Rules Committee will meet today. Looks like about 3 p.m. or when the Senate adjourns for the day, whichever occurs later. So those of you on Rules Committee, I would say kind of stick around between the hours of 2 and 3 because we could meet pretty much at any time once they adjourn for the day. Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One more announcement on schools. We will be having a recalibration school that will be in room 302 on January 18th, which is next Tuesday, and it will be offered in the morning at 8 o'clock and upon adjournment.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. General file for tomorrow, Friday, January 14th, 2010. The first bill, not coincidentally, will be House Bill 58, Animals Running at Large. House Bill 57, Feral Livestock. House Bill 13, Hathaway Success Curriculum 2. House Bill 19, Assignment of Retired Circuit Court Judges. House Bill 40, Compensation for Persons Exonerated Based on DNA. And if reported out of committee, House Bill 18, Quarantine of Animals. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, January 14th, 2010.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The motion has passed. The House will be adjourned until Friday, January 14th, 2011, 10 a.m.